Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
It's time to giggle. The first giggle of the year, 2021.
Here we are.
Is this new year, new page?
I don't think so. I think it's new year, same bitch.
Hell yeah.
You know, just like a little better. How do you feel?
I feel good. I never knew what day it was anyway. So people were like, it's a new year. And I was like, okay. But is it Tuesday or Saturday?
Whatever you say. Sure it is.
I tweeted earlier though. I was like, I thought we were all just going to like forget this year. Like it never happened. Like I'm staying 29 another year. But everyone's like putting out like, it's 2021. You're turning 30. And I'm like, chill out.
Oh my God. You're turning 30 in the year 2021.
Did you have to repeat that?
You're an adult. I don't know if I can hang out with you anymore.
I'm like old. I'm going to turn to like the mom of the group.
You are the mom of the group.
I actually said this morning to myself, I said, I am a really good. I feel like when you're not with me, things go awry.
Yeah.
But I'm like a good influence on you.
Yeah, because I haven't seen you in, you know, in person in quite some time. And I'd like to say that I should be checked into Betty Ford at any moment. Someone could come and take
me. We could say that things have gone unhinged.
Mm-hmm. You could say that.
I am like the well-behaved friend and people don't know that after watching Summer House, but I actually am quite well-behaved.
It's actually crazy that people think that you like pop off and that I'm like really reserved when in reality, like you are like so low-key and I'm like dancing on tables somewhere at any moment in time. I could be on any table.
I had 3 glasses of wine on New Year's, and for a second.
Whoa. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him, Hannah.
For a second, I was, like, feeling myself.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was, like, being flirty and shit, and I was, like, you know, like, dancing, like, a little, what up? I mean, and then, in my own home.
Right.
And then I were, I'm fostering dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this shy dog from the Bahamas that we're socializing. And I go, I'm socializing the dog. And I pick the dog up, put it on my stomach, and pass out.
No.
At 11.
We had very different New Year's Eves.
And then wake up to Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper blackout on CNN.
Wow.
Did you see that?
No.
Andy Cohen basically, like, I think they were having trouble with technology because everyone's doing a Zoom. Snoop Dogg comes on and Andy Cohen goes, okay, we're playing a game. It was like Watch What Happens Live. And he goes, have you been high in any of these places? And he goes, the White House. And Snoop Dogg goes, you know you love my Snoop Dogg impression. He
yeah,
goes,
I love
you. Andy Cohen, you know I've been high there. That's like Cat Williams.
At the White House? I think that's like the last possible place I would ever be high.
He said with Obama, he was high. And then he said, he goes, have you ever been high at a late night talk show? He goes, Andy, every late night talk show. What are you talking about?
I know. I was going to say.
Anderson Cooper was laughing so hard. And then Andy Cohen kind of like made some comments about de Blasio, who's the mayor of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And then was like, before I have to go tiptoeing back to Bravo and I still have the mic. And was like,
unhinged. Everyone's just unhinged for 2021. No one gives a fuck. Like,
yeah, I think people went into 2020 like, we're gonna have a great year, and then the world punched us in the face, so I think now we have nothing to lose.
Everyone's just like, what, fuck it.
Well, I wanted to hear from the Gigglers about their, not just their New Year's, because that's boring as shit. I'm not, we're not doing a lame New Year's episode where we're all like, oh,
what are your resolutions? How was
your resolutions? What were the top moments of 2020? Bitch, there wasn't any. We want to hear about what your worst New Year's stories were. And let's just say the Gigglers fucking brought it.
Wow. I can't wait to hear.
Did you see any of these?
Yeah, I looked at them the other day. Some of them were hilarious.
Someone said I drank too much, threw up, and then made out with my crush. I feel like this is a standard New Year's story.
I feel like that's a Tuesday night.
I actually, my mom called the police in high school.
On her own party. Everyone should go home.
On her own daughter. She was like, Hannah's out of control. But I went to some party, like, it was just like 10 friends. And I remember we were playing beer pong, and I didn't drink that much, and I started drinking.
Wait, how old are you when this...
like 17.
Okay.
And because I was like a tennis player,
right? You're not,
but I would go to the parties, but everyone's like, Hannah doesn't drink, she's an athlete.
Yeah.
But I decided to, we were drinking like cheap vodka, and I remember playing beer pong, and the beer pong was just moving.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when you throw it and you just miss completely, like
that's not where the cup is. Cool.
No. And then I passed out at like 10.
Mm-hmm.
In a random bed. And then when my friends woke me up, I just puked on the bed.
Like, she was like, Hannah, and you sat up and just puked?
And then they, no, like, it just came out. And then all my friends were, like, laughing at me. And then I didn't respond to my mom's text after 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, she's like, Hannah's been kidnapped in New York City, and we need to call the police.
Yep.
When I am sleeping in a fetal position like a little baby.
Yeah.
Best sleep of the year.
Of your life.
And she woke up,
you're like, I'm so thin right now. Why? You upchucked on the bed all over us. Thank you.
I mean, puke and rally is kind of, I just puked, but puke and rally is an important part of partying.
Put it on my tombstone. Put it on my tombstone. Puke and rally.
Actually, you never puke on Summer House. Or like,
it's so crazy.
Why don't you?
I only have ever thrown up on Summer House one time. And hopefully you guys see it this year because it was this summer. Typically, I do throw up. I am a thrower upper. I do have to get it out.
It was actually so cute because I feel like in previous relationships, when you would drink and puke, mm-hmm. boyfriends would get annoyed at you.
Yeah.
And I remember once you went up to me and you go, Hannah. And I'm like, what? And you're like, I think I have to puke. And I go, go puke. Do you need me to like pat your back? And you were like, oh, thank you. I was like, who's been abusing you?
Who hurt
that puke?
You were like, who hurt my friend? Who hurt her?
What are you gonna do, hold it in? Let that out and be free.
Okay, do you want to know who did this trauma to me?
Who?
My own mother.
Oh, because it's like if you puked, it means you were really naughty.
Here's the thing. My bedroom in my home is right above my parents, and like my bathroom is literally right above my mom's bed. So anytime I would come home drunk and like stumble into my bathroom and just puke,
make a night of it,
I would hear my mom coming up the stairs, and she'd get to my bathroom and she'd say, and she says, like, because this happened literally 3 weeks ago when I was home for Christmas. No, Thanksgiving. Why do you do this? Why do you do this not only to you, but to us? You're an adult. I was like, oh my God, hold my hair, bitch. Make yourself useful.
Oh my God. Okay, these New Year's stories are great. What's your worst New Year's story? House party, making out with a guy in the bathroom when hair catches on fire from a candle. It goes from like sexy candle in the bathroom, which is actually super adult and sexy.
Oh, this is the worst smell in the world.
The smell of burnt hair. Yeah, it's. Someone just wrote crying in my bed alone. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to put that. Ended on crutches after jumping on a stripper pole and smashing my knee into it. That's some shit I would do. Like, because when I'm drunk, I feel like I can run 100 miles per hour. I could jump 10 feet.
Do you remember the pinky incident of 2018?
Which did not get enough airtime, I have to say.
Certainly did not. Bravo was like, we don't need her, like, breaking her pinky. I was watching the episode. I was like, we needed more.
I was like, that's the most dramatic part of my whole summer. I was with British Dave. And, well, let's begin with, I never call the Ubers, but then British Dave was there and I was like, oh, I'll call the Uber. Yeah. Like, I was trying to show, like,
stunt on him.
Like, I run shit.
You want that exile, baby? I got you.
But I didn't realize that, like, the car would go through the gate and come all the way to the house. I thought we had to go all the way to the gate by the road, which turns out is a 12-minute walk. So I'm like, come on, guys. And we're drunk. And then I see the Uber. And I blame it on British Dave. But he was like, oh, the Uber's here. Run for it. I'm in heels. And there was a, oh, God, what was it called?
Cattle grate.
Cattle grate, which is a place for dumb cows to trip.
Yeah.
So they don't escape.
It literally, it looks like keeps the deer out of the Hamptons, like your neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm in heels. And I run to the cattle grate. Immediately fall
cattle
flat.
It's like, we got one. We got her.
We got a dumb bitch. And my pinky just went backwards. And I remember getting up and being like, reroute the Uber. We're going to the hospital. And British Dave was like a good drunk. I was a good drunk. We got to Southampton. He's like trying to cuddle me in the little hotel bed. British Dave was 6'6", by the way, which also did not get enough airtime on Summer House.
That he was 6'6"?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it didn't. I don't think people appreciated the body this man had, like Superman. Like, I was like, are you gonna pick the house up at any point? Like, what? Like, what's happening?
Whenever he was so nervous when he was at Summer House, he would turn to the little kitten. He said he'd be like, oh, whenever he had to talk. But the man was 6'6", so we didn't care. But anyway, yeah, the doctor would come in.
Fit in doorways. This, like, I don't think people realize how big this guy is.
And then he was trying to cuddle me on the bed, and I was not in a cuddling mood. At one point, he goes, could you scratch my back? And I'm like, my fucking pinky is backwards. Let's scratch your fucking back. And he's like, oh, my God.
Honestly, this was, like, one of the moments that I knew that, like, our friendship was so real. Because Hannah texted in, like, a group chat with everyone and was like, guys, I'm in the hospital. I broke my pinky. Everyone was so concerned. I could not stop laughing. I don't think I asked once if she was okay, if you were okay. I was just like, what an idiot.
Amanda was like calling me, just like, okay. People are FaceTiming me. Don't hear a word from Paige, but get back at like 3 a.m. Because apparently like a pinky, like, what's it called when
sprain?
It goes back? It wasn't even a sprain. It was a dislocation. I dislocated my pinky.
Yeah.
Remember I was showing everyone the x-ray? Didn't make it to tape. Anyway, I got back. And you and Carl are sitting on the ground.
Sprawled out.
So much McDonald's. Like, it's almost like you knew that I was going to come back and I needed it. And that's when I was like, she is here for me.
Everyone was like, Hannah, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, here's a cheeseburger. Share them out. Tell us the story.
And then I was trying to fight with people later in the season with this fucking, like, cast on my pinky. So I couldn't point because my pinky would come out too. It was like a weird, like, Spider-Man movement that I was doing. Oh, God. Well, thanks for letting me tell that story. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Okay. trying to get to the bar and accidentally walk between two men mid fist fight. I got hit. Cry face. Okay,
That's hilarious.
Everyone has a friend. My friend is Haley, who's like a complete like sweet airhead, mm-hmm. who just finds herself in the stupidest positions. Like she's probably like, "Hi, God."
Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Wait, that's like what happened with Snooki. Do you remember when Snooki got punched in the face? I think the guy was trying to punch.
No,
her
that
face,
guy
though.
Like wound up. It's like you're out. Punched her square in the mouth.
Oh my God, this poor. Imagine just like seeing your friend at the bar and being like, "Hey, what's up?"
Yeah, imagine oh God, watching
your ass up.
Yeah.
Pre-gamed, forgot my ticket to the bar, jacket, ID, phone, sat outside the bar with a party emoji. That's some shit I would do.
Yeah.
Multiple times I've gone to bars and been like, I forgot my ID. And then everyone has to like coordinate on how to get me into the bar, which I love that kind of attention.
I love that too, but I feel like we're getting to the age where bouncers are like, I don't need to see your ID. And I'm like, offensive? I don't even know you. Like, how dare you?
There was something so fun, like at the KK at Wisconsin, we would do this move and I would go, all my friends were older on the tennis team. So there were two bouncers. So one would go to one bouncer, one would go to the other. And I would walk in between. That was like the move. And then once you're in the sea of people, you're like, it's the biggest high. Because even if a guy saw you, like, he's not going to find your ass. And all the like.
I miss the time when like you would get really nervous to use your fake ID.
So nervous because it was really 50-50 until I started. I told the story on Call Her Daddy that I was hooking up with the mascot. Little did people know he was also the general manager at the KK. So, you know.
Oh, sorry. She didn't mean to pop off just now. If you guys weren't jealous before, she was fucking the mascot.
Hey, Mom, I'm fucking the manager at the KK. So. Don't make eye contact with me anymore. I have a story of a naked drunk girl smashing my door frame off because she got the wrong house.
I'd be pissed too.
You know? Imagine if you thought it was your house and started breaking in to your house. Naked? I don't know why she was naked, yeah. But she was.
That's a good one.
Someone said, I lost my virginity 25 years ago at midnight. Friend walked in at the foot of the bed and saw it all. Did she stay at the foot of the bed?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. That's the part we really needed to know. Was she like intrigued? Did she join in?
Did she take
pictures? Or did she run out?
Notes?
Did she skedaddle?
She was like, I love that, but open the throat a little. Let the throat loosen up.
She's like, arch it just a little. Yep, right there.
As you get older, your lower back can't arch the same way.
You really can't, no.
Or you can, but you feel it the next day.
Yeah.
Okay, boyfriend kissed his best friend instead of me at midnight.
Your boyfriend's gay.
I hope his best friend was a boy because that makes it more fun for me.
Oh, that's what I immediately thought. I also just think everyone is gay if they don't like me. So her boyfriend's gay.
I think Armie Hammer's gay, but that's like a real conspiracy.
How dare you?
Okay. Someone wrote, "For Loco, end of story."
Valid.
Valid. We understand. You don't have to explain anything.
No, say less.
My ex accused me of fucking a random guy I've never met right before midnight. That means he's cheating on you.
Yeah.
I know I jumped a couple, but that's what it means.
Yeah. Your boyfriend was cheating on you.
And he just like tried to project that shit on you. And
yeah, he wanted to get into a fight with you because he actually wanted to be with another girl.
Yeah, and he felt guilty of his own cheating, so tried to turn on you and project it on you.
Yeah. We hope you're not with him anymore.
Yeah, I hope you.
She writes it and she's like, we're married.
Thank God I'm not using names. The gigglers are so good, though. I let my boyfriend and his best friend snort coke off my ass.
If I had a dollar, you know?
The question is it the ass or is it, like, the butthole?
Wait, my boyfriend and his friend?
And his best friend.
She is kinky.
Kinky.
That's crazy.
It just, like, you know how you always low-key have a crush on your boyfriend's best friend?
Yep. Couldn't think of one boyfriend where I didn't have a crush on my best friend.
Okay, this is like a hot take.
However, okay.
It's true because like the boyfriend's best friend is not just probably similar to him, good personality, but he's also so fucking off limits that you're just
and
you
what
find yourself
is.
In situations alone with him and the best friend all the time where you're just like, what if you both touch my tit right now? One for each.
You're like, what if it was fate that we were supposed to meet because I dated him, but we're supposed to be together?
I never said this out loud, but once I was with British Dave in his bed and he had an Australian roommate. And I was like, oh, hi. Like, he was gorgeous. And he sat on the bed, too. And I was like, legit, like, how do I maneuver this? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're like, let me think. Let me think. Do I have any Xanax to give British Dave?
But it's, how do you then, like, the next night, like, how do you stop after that? Like,
honestly, Hannah and I were talking about this, like, a little bit before we started recording. The worst is picking your man and then meeting the friend group and you're like, oh, I done fucked up. There is someone way hotter in this group.
Or you see his dynamic in the friend group and you're like, oh no, you're the beta.
Wait. Yeah.
Even you're if like, a guy's not as hot as him, you're like, oh no, that guy runs shit.
Yeah.
I want his attention.
It's always the guy who runs shit in the group that I'm like, we're getting married.
It's also so hard because you want to get their attention, but also not disrespect your man. But the whole time you're trying to like subtly get that guy.
Right. And you
attention.
Don't want the friend to think that you're that type of girl that you would do that to your man. But you also want him to know, like, if you wanted to have sex with me, I would be down.
And these are all subtle things with your eyes. Also, yeah. Before
this is
we start
an energy feeling.
Yes. Before we start front page news, mm-hmm. we have a quick. It's not a mental health moment. It's a vaginal health moment from a girl named Hannah. And it says, stop peeing in the hot tub /shower/pool. You might know about Kegels. Everyone needs to do them, not just after you have a baby. Everyone's pelvic floor weakens as you get older, which leads to like peeing at random times. When you pee in the water, it loosens the association of the muscles needed to hold in your pee. It builds the association of the muscles with the water. Eventually, when you hear running water, it'll make you pee your pants when you're old. Love you.
So what?
So that just fucking ruined my year. She basically said, don't pee in the shower or in the hot tub or the pool anymore. Because when you're older, like running water will just make you feel like you can just pee. Because your Kegels won't be as strong. Basically, do your Kegels.
The shower is my bathroom of choice.
I know.
You know, like my toilet of choice is like in the shower.
And peeing in the hot tub is my religion. So yeah, that was just a fun fact I wanted to discuss.
So basically just keep it tight. I'll do one right now just for this story.
Let's all do three Kegels. Kegels are actually hard and they feel weird. Okay.
I actually hate them. I don't like it.
It makes me feel really weird. I don't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it does too.
Let's do front fucking page news.
Cue the typing. I mean, we're not like breaking this story, but like I could not wait to talk to you about this. The Hilaria Baldwin thing. Just like what?
Hilaria. So what was your journey in like discovering this story?
Okay. So at first I was like, when the story first came out, I was like, okay, she kind of just like didn't tell people I'm not Spanish. You know, like, you know, when someone assumes something and you're like, I just didn't correct you. Like, yeah. I told you that I like vacation there. I love the culture. I speak Spanish. So many more stories are coming out that I'm like, this bitch is wild.
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 That's the thing. I didn't go into it being like, oh, let's hate on this girl. I was like, whoa,
yeah, me
whoa,
neither.
Whoa. Like,
yeah.
There's people who are biracial or have multiple cultures they grew up in. When she goes, oh, how you say in English, cucumber? I said, English is not your second
cucumber.
Language, bitch. And if you go on Instagram, I mean, on Twitter or Reddit, there's people who are legit, like, I knew her. Her name was Hillary. She went to high school. She does this thing where she goes, when I came to New York City at 19. You came to New York City from Boston.
Yeah, like, what are you talking?
She didn't come to New York City from Spain. And then, like, people, it says that she's born in Spain. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't say it in just like, you know how like if honestly, you guys, if you Google like a random celeb and just look at their bio, it's always wrong. Like people thought my birthday was in May.
Yeah.
You went on her agency's bio. That means like they were like, send us your bio.
Right.
For brands like, who want to work with you. Yeah. And it goes, Hilaria Baldwin was born in Spain.
She now, said that her family couldn't pronounce her new last name.
Oh. Your last name is Stewart.
No, like Baldwin. Oh,
I know, but her other name was Stewart.
Yeah, like what?
And then they started pulling like her mom giving speeches. Like they're academics. They clearly are interested in Spanish.
Not only is she not Spanish, from like the whitest family. Came over on the goddamn Mayflower. Like
her argument, when instead of just saying I'm not Spanish, she goes, "Oh, I'm a lot of things that aren't Spanish, bitch. You're Blanco as fuck, bitch." I did like a little Hilaria Baldwin. People were so funny. They were like, "Hello, my name is Hilaria. I'm from Boston University, Universitad." Further fucking more. Yep. This shit drops online. Most celebs have a full PR team who's like, okay, this is how we're going to handle this. This bitch casually.
Just wild out here. Just like, there's no way she doesn't PR. No sense. She did a 6-minute IGTV video. Although I could listen to her speak for hours. There's something about the way her mouth moves and like her voice that is mesmerizing.
Hi guys, my name is Hilaria, and so I get I'm with why my Alec Baldwinitos.
Yeah, why Alec Baldwin was just taken with her. Yeah, the Baldwinitos thing is.
Well, also, they're all named like full Spain names. Rafael.
Your kids are going to get beat up in school if you keep doing this.
It's bad. He was dating Salma Hayek before her. So people are like, oh, did she like create? Maybe she like beefed it up a little. But like she definitely like she vacationed in España. She went to she studied abroad in España. And that is all of it. And then she just someone on Twitter really made a point. They were like, white girls do anything to act more interesting.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Like, I might adopt a pit bull to have some culture, you know? Like, that's, I get it.
Here's when I got pissed. She said that she knew about Zara way before everyone else because it's a Spanish brand. And I was like, and that's it. Now I'm out on you. Do not bring Zara into your mess of whatever is going on. They did nothing to
lies.
You. Your web of lies. Seriously.
No, that is truly next level disgusting. The thing is, she goes on and she rants and makes, she was like, I just want to make it really, really clear because I've done it in the past. And I go, ooh, she's going to lay it out for me.
She's
going
to spell it.
She's going to read a bitch. This bitch was on page 72, page 3, page burn the book, brought a new book. I had no idea what was happening, but you can't stop listening. And then it was at the point where, like, my friends literally, like, I was on Instagram and people were, like, getting annoyed because I couldn't stop talking about it. I was like, did you see Hilaria? Did you see Hilaria? Are you caught up on Hilaria? Then she comes out. She had 2 Instagram lives.
Yep. And she was like, I'm not coming, but I'm taking a break from Instagram. 6, I feel like it was like the SpongeBob thing. Six hours later. She's like, actually, she had a shower. She took a shower, respectfully. She took a shower and she was like, and another
thing. But then she still didn't make any points.
And then Alec Baldwin did an IGTV and basically it was just all about how he hates Facebook. And
he
Facebook. How'd we get here? How'd
and
we get
the
here?
End was like, leave my family alone.
I was like, actually, okay.
But people were like, what kind of person would date Alec Baldwin seeing like his anger problems and stuff? But like she has not given the media anything to be, because then the media started searching and they started finding countless weird things. What would you do if you were Hilaria right now?
Go back to Spain. Just like
you know what I would love?
What?
I would love for her to go, because she'd be like, I was insecure, you know, because like sometimes I would be like saying different things and I would forget which like culture I was in, because you know I'm from España and my mom's, you know,
I'm calling it they're getting a reality TV show.
I was about to say, give these two a reality show.
Five,
I would watch
5 kids running around. Also, all her kids have like blonde hair blue eyes.
Apparently she dyes her hair black.
Wow.
Because past videos, her hair is like lighter and stuff. But she would like fake tan before, like really trying to look like she's from Spain. But not South America. She's like, no, I want to be like the head colonizers. I think that she should just come on and be like, look, don't be like you're insecure because you're too cold. Be like, look, I'm insecure because I felt like I was a boring bitch from someone else ago. She's not from Boston. She's from the suburbs of Boston.
She is Wonder Bread. Like,
I fell in love with another culture.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with it and I wanted to have a new identity. And now I realize it was kind of fucking weird.
I feel like 2020, it was, okay, one, it was like the craziest year, but and we were canceling people left and right. I literally was terrified at any moment. But I feel like there was also a lot of forgiveness that if people like owned up to their shit, like it was just like, okay, cool, I'll keep it moving.
Yeah.
So if she came out and was just like, look, I fucked up, guys. Like, I fucked up.
Look, Hillary, she's okay. Eladia is that bad bitch. And I had an alter ego and I loved it. And I fell in love with her. And then I, like, got lost in it. And my husband's ex was Salma Hayek. Don't you get it? I was trying to compete.
I wonder what... that's very true. I mean, if my boyfriend previously dated Salma Hayek, I'd be like, how can I compete with this?
But you don't try to be like Salma Hayek. Be your own bitch.
I really want to know what her family is thinking, because like her parents are like a well-educated,
yes,
like professors who now live in Spain, like retired.
Well, her
there.
Spanish is great. I could totally see her and her brother just like loving the Spanish culture, and like she was posting texts of them. Like, I totally get that, but you don't go around saying like, I'm from Spain, when you're not,
right?
When you have 0%,
like,
and then lie and be like, I'm from a lot of places.
It's crazy.
Like, yeah, you're from Germany.
I want to live in Paris. I want to like work at a croissant shop. I want to speak French. But there's never a situation where I'm going to tell someone like, I'm French now. Like,
they should do a reboot of Emily in Paris and do Emily in Spain and just have her like be like, I'm Amelia now.
Also,
I'm Amelito.
Like, who's having 5 kids in this day and age?
Oh my, I'm who's so happy you brought that shit up.
5 fucking kids into this world. I'd like to first be taken out of
it. In a New York City apartment.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? You don't need a small baseball team. You're not Amish. Like, get it together.
But like, it's almost like narcissism at that point, that you're like, well, you have the money to have 5 kids. Good for you.
Yeah.
But then to be like, you want 5 of you in this world?
No, the world doesn't need it. The world can't handle it.
Also, the identity issues those kids are going to have. Their name is Raphael and they're not Spanish. Like, a Spanish kid is going to be like, bro, what the fuck?
The oldest one's going to turn 14 and be like, so mom is a full psycho. Got it. No, cool. Let's start the therapy now.
Yeah, but they
now.
Really are
let's
blonde
do
with
it.
Blue eyes. Yeah. Put them in. But I just love that even Alec Baldwin, like, she must have, when you're famous, like real famous, I feel like there's a lot of enablers around you. Like, there's a
like
lot of
yes
men. People.
Yeah.
Yes. So I feel like her whole thing, like, people are just like, that's awesome. That's amazing. And then, like, within her family, they're like, yes, you be you. And then once people who don't fucking give a shit about you and they're trolls on Twitter tell you the truth, you, like, she really did not process that, like, she was caught.
How could you think that she wouldn't eventually get caught?
I think the problem is, it's not that you love speaking Spanish. It's that you're not. You're 0% Spanish and you won't admit it.
Yeah, she could just come out and be like, look, Spanish people are way cooler than white people and I want to be Spanish. And I'd be like, I get it. Like, then
also,
pop off, speak Spanish for the rest
Eladia,
of your life.
Is that even like a Spanish name?
Who knows?
Does she just add IA to the end? Hanaria.
Imagine going to high school with her and then like years down the line you see she's marrying Alec Baldwin. And then you see all this like Spanish stuff. How pissed would you be? Like,
no,
you're Hillary.
It's her ex people who were like at school with her that really like blew it up. Everyone was like, I know her and this is what happened. I know her and she's a white girl. I know her. She had like, she looks like me. She really looks like me in real life.
Yeah.
I'm actually a little more exotic because I have some Italian in me.
Right.
But it's also even like, Paige, you're Italian. It's like if you went to Rome during quarantine for like 3 months and came back and you were like, how you say in English, and you're like, what? And then you name your kids like Massimo and like all this stuff. I'm like, okay, well, she got like a weird obsession with
okay,
at least,
well, my first
like
child
Italian.
Is Massimo, so take that back. My husband needs that.
Every girl on spring break goes to Barcelona and it changes them. But like, she took it to the next level, and like, I just hope, just talk to a PR team.
No,
and, like,
I mean, it's
it's
literally, this is like when your friends go abroad and they come back and
they're
like,
way more interesting.
They're like, I lived there for 2 months. Did you not go abroad? I didn't.
I didn't. So I was playing tennis. You were just...
I was like, no.
You were like, wait, you have to study? Why wouldn't I just go on spring break?
Right. I was like, Panama City. I could go do this and not have to go to
Why
class.
Why would I learn Spanish when I could just go to Panama City, Florida? And be cultured in Panama City. It's literally like going to school in New Mexico and being like, hola, I'm Mexican.
I literally did that in college. I was like, I'm going to go to Miami for spring break. And then that week I was Spanish. So what up, Hilaria?
I love that your drunk alter ego is actually less exotic. You turn into Pam.
Yeah, she's wild.
Pam is the most wild. Someone, actually, I met someone named Pam and I was like, oh my God, wait, no, you're not Pam. Paige is alter ego's Pam. Well, I think we gave Hilaria.
I think we gave
what do you think is gonna happen? But what do you think is gonna happen with her future? Like, how's this gonna unfold based on your like journalistic career of celebrity?
In my humble opinion, my expertise. I mean, I think she's done. I had to like look her up too because I didn't really even know what she did. She owns a yoga studio. Can I talk? A yoga studio.
Yeah, she just
studio.
Works on getting a hot body.
Right. She's pregnant 95% of her life.
She loves being preggers, and then like immediately the weight comes right off.
I mean,
off,
here's the thing. If I'm Alec Baldwin, I'm actually pretty pissed because he's like a legitimate celebrity. A lot of people were like, he deserves it. Like a lot of people don't like Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, he's had some like
controversy.
Flare-ups.
Yeah.
But also, it even, remember Amy Schumer posted the photo of her?
Yeah.
And he was basically making fun
of her.
No,
but it was hilarious.
It was hilarious. And then Hilaria Baldwin, yeah, she did this to herself. She brought the attention. But her excuse for bringing it up was just like, I love jokes. I really like jokes. I love a joke. And she goes back and forth with the accent. And then she goes, I don't really understand what she was saying, but I like jokes. You're from Boston. You don't like not comprehend a joke in English. Like that's the annoying thing. Like,
yeah, like,
bitch, she's making fun of you because you're fucking obnoxious.
Here's the thing. I'm actually terrified of Hilaria.
Oh my God.
No, like
full psychopath.
No, full sociopath. Like, she might have fooled.
But she fooled people because no one really dug. No one looked into Hilaria.
She's also been like living a lie for like the majority of her life. That's exhausting.
Well, it's because she hates herself. Sorry, that was like really.
Oh,
but like,
no.
That was a mental health moment.
Oh, if you hate yourself, you don't have to become Spanish.
Oh my God.
She's like, I'm so insecure. You know what? I'm learning another language.
Just get a nose job like most girls.
Yeah, get your lips done like a normal person.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Don't get me started. I'm so fucking over. How many? Okay, last time you went to Miami,
mm-hmm.
or LA, mm-hmm. how many girls have their lips done?
Bro, every single girl.
Doesn't it make you upset?
See, here's the thing. Some people, I think, need it. and like they look so much better. No, seriously, some girls like don't have an upper lip, and when they smile, yeah, yeah, like you can see their gums, and like they hate that, and like I get
yeah,
it.
Some of them are evening out their
yeah,
lips.
It's evening out their lips,
but some are like taking it next level.
I'm like, if I put a pin right there, what would happen? Like, would stuff
can you
come
feel
out?
A yeah, kiss, like when you're kissing a dude, can you feel it, or your lips, like you're feeling the silicone or whatever, the fucking filler against his lips?
Wow,
like,
that's such an interesting
it has
question.
To affect the like kissing is all about your nerves, like that's what's hot about it, like a slow kiss. Also, people say that the subconscious of getting these lip jobs are like because it looks more like a vagina to
no
guys.
Way
yeah, that it's your lips, it's a vagina turned, and like when two lips are the same size and big, it like turns a guy on like it's a vagina. I personally have like a bigger upper lip to my lower lip, and I like it.
See, I have the opposite. I feel like my lower lip is bigger than my upper lip,
but it both they're both
they
like
even out.
Beautiful, they're both beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's one thing I'd actually just never do.
I have to say one more thing about plastic surgery because
okay,
I'm on a fucking
no you
rampage.
Love going off on this topic, and I love hearing it.
Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
Girls, let's say you get your lips done, you get your nose a little narrowed, you get your little eye, whatever.
Lift.
Eye lift. Looks good on Instagram, not good in person. Mm-mm. I said it.
No, I said it doesn't.
Because in person, you see how your face moves, and you fucking look like an older woman who hates herself.
I saw a girl recently who had a fake butt.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I've ever seen it.
I was like, we're taking it too far. We're going like, how do you say?
I just see it as self-hate. Like when I see that, I go, oh, fuck. Why did you think that you were not good enough?
Before? Yeah. Like, let's talk about it. And also, what's yeah, the recovery process with a fake butt? Like, do you have to sleep on your stomach?
Well, Leah from Real Housewives got her tits done and her nose done, which makes yeah, me a little upset because I feel
that,
like she had
yeah,
such
she
an amazing
it,
season. Do you remember when she was like throwing the tikis and just looking at her body and being like, wow.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, if I don't look like this with like a 12-year-old and like I'm 40.
She's not a 12-year-old. Also, when I'm that drunk, bitch is bloated.
We can't even be in bathing suits all of summer house. She was like, I'm getting naked and throwing a tiki torch. And she was like,
and
full six pack.
Stunning. And she's, you know, doing her boxing, and then I guess she got her nose job done, but like very tiny, but like I don't even see the difference. But I just get worried, like, did Leah watch herself last season on TV and just was like overly critical physically?
I bet people were so mean to her.
Yeah, you know, Dana from Vanderpump Rules told me that she just gets attacked for her nose.
Really?
And people are like, your nose.
I think she's
like,
gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, but people who want to hate, they'll find like the one thing they can. And like, she doesn't have like a tiny baby nose. She has like a like she's the same nose as me.
I get normal nose. I feel like I get attacked most for like not having normal sized boobs,
which is like a body type,
right?
Which is like how every model's body is before they get a boob job.
But I feel like I'm like secure enough that I'm like, I'm not gonna go get a boob job. But like,
also, who's saying that to you, guys or girls?
Both. Which is interesting.
Ew, why are yeah, guys saying that to you? Because they know that you would never fuck them.
Right.
You go, that's funny. They're literally like, this girl would never touch me with a 10-foot pole. I'm gonna make her feel bad.
Yeah,
that hurt.
I'm gonna yell at her about it. I'm like,
also,
sir,
you would look so,
I'm just trying to check out at Starbucks. I don't know how we got here.
Yeah. Like, can I just have the grande and you can shut the fuck up? But I do think that you would look so fucking weird with boobs.
No, it actually looks so weird.
You'd look so weird.
I'd
you
like
would
topple
look
over.
Who is Chris from Guardians of the Galaxy? Anna Pratt?
Oh, no. Anna Faris.
Anna Faris. Like, you remember that movie where she had fake boobs?
Oh, yeah. What
That's
was that?
How
House Bunny.
Look. House Bunny. Like, you look insane. Like, you look like a stick with, like, balloons. You're going to tip over. It's also like, guys, you could see something that looks hot online that's heavily edited and be like, I want that. But like, literally look at your own body. Your own proportions are meant to be a type of way.
Right.
And there's nothing fucking hotter than confidence.
1,000% true. 1,000%. I
like,
say it every
I
single time.
I am always more like healthy jealous when I say healthy jealous, it means like, oh, I want to be her friend, or like, ooh, I want to be more like her, of a girl who fucking carries herself without a worry in the world and so comfortable, than a girl who got her lips done and it looks good.
The only time I ever feel like the jealousy feeling, which I hate that feeling, I actually get like mad at myself whenever I feel jealous, which like everyone feels jealous at some point. When a girl has a better outfit on and like we're somewhere and I'm like, fuck, she's crushing it right
now. You know
what it is? Why did I think of that? Why did I think of that?
It's like if you go to class and someone like studied way harder than you and you're like, wait, I didn't know we were studying that hard.
Yeah.
It's like you go in the place and you're like, oh, are we bringing it to that level?
I was like, oh, okay. So I didn't know we were doing leather pants tonight. Interesting. I thought this was like a jogger night. Cool. Cool.
Oh my God. Okay. What's next?
Okay. Oh my God. This is so crazy. Everyone was sending me this. Alexander Wang getting accused of like sexual assault. First, because a guy put a video out on TikTok and said that he basically, like, long story short, he was at a club and said that like this guy was like feeling him up and was like so awkward, and he turned around and it was Alexander Wang. And then all these other people are coming out and saying the same thing. And then Alexander Wang put out a statement like, this is 1,000% false. Like, this is not, this is not true. But I feel like there's so many people in the industry that are like, but actually, like, it could be. And he's not just like sexual assault. He's being accused of like drugging people.
Well, I was about to say, him like inappropriately like rubbing at a club, like, I don't think that's legit.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying people in the industry are not like backing him and they're kind of like,
oh. I don't think anyone's really come out and been like, not the crazy. Because, you know, I'm like, okay, I feel like celebrities, and I think Alexander Wang is obviously a celebrity, they have like their own world.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like, you know when you hear something about your friend from like a guy or something and you're like, you're not wrong. Like, you're not wrong. She's a little bit crazy.
Yeah, but you don't see that side to her.
Right.
It's funny. Alexander Wang has gotten really famous because he shows his face. He's one of those designers that like, and he's like gorgeous, and he'll be like an accessory to these like celebrities that wear his stuff. Like, they'll be sitting with him and he'll be next to them.
He also was like, I intend to get to the bottom of this and hold whoever's accountable for like spreading these rumors online. Here's the other thing. If it is false, like, so fucked. It's so fucked that someone would do that.
I'm gonna say right now, when there's smoke, there's fire. And if there's tons of people coming out, that's just him. Two, it's what you said. It's a power dynamic thing.
Yeah.
Where he is, he's around yes people. And he realized that, like, he wants a type of way. And it's a power thing. But the interesting thing about this story is that with the Me Too movement, it's always been gross old white men.
Yeah.
So now that it's, like, a gay, likable, talented, good-looking man,
yeah, it's like, why'd you do that to us?
But it's like, is he gonna get canceled the same way like a creepy comedian or like movie producer would?
So interesting also, because he has such relationships with, I mean, Alexander Wang
is connected with everyone, has every single celebrity.
His clothes are fucking amazing. Like,
but think about it, imagine going out and you see Massimo from 365.
Don't do this to
and
me,
he is fucking weird in bed, like, and he does some stuff that makes you very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Are you gonna tell someone
that he's weird?
Are you gonna go to the press and say Massimo, like, he did anal, he didn't want to, and you literally said no?
Like, if he
like, he forced you.
Oh, am I going to the press and saying it? No, I think I'm going right to the police.
Okay,
what would you do?
Well, what if, but what if it was like kind of a gray area? Like, you were kind of into it and then.
Oh, okay. So you're saying, like, okay, like, wait, let's really get into this because I'm intrigued.
Think about it. Like, it's a real gray area of like, you're hooking up, you want to hook up with Massimo. You can't believe this star is that you're obsessed with. He's like giving you attention. He brings you home, you're making out. It's all fun.
Okay.
And then he just like wants to do anal. You're like, I don't want to. And he's just like kissing. You're into it. Like, it's not like a violent thing.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he just kind of slides it in and doesn't slide. It's not easy. Bleedy. Like, it's not, it hurts. And you're like, and then afterwards you cuddle and kiss and you're just like, that was weird. You're not going to police.
I'm not going to the police.
Cuddling with him. No, and you're not going to press.
I'm not going to the police and I'm not going to press, but like I'm deleting your number and I'm also telling all my friends.
Yes. So think about that. That's something that could have happened with Alexander Wang, with everyone. You're like, oh my God,
so
Alexander
creepy.
Wang's giving
yeah.
me attention. He does some creepy shit. Next thing you're like kind of passed out. You hook up with him in the morning. You like still want his attention because he's Alexander Wang. But you're like, that was fucking weird. You delete his number. You're like, he's a fucking creep. You tell your friends. You're not going to the press. You're not going to the police. But then somehow something leaks. Next thing you know, all these people
all of it's
with
coming
this
out.
Weird story. Come, that's how it happens. It's oh, rape God. Is not black and white.
Are you the president of the United States?
No,
I need to explain. So
clearly.
Because
people think rape is like some random person that like, but no, it's normally a guy you meet at a club or a guy in a friend group who's a fucking creep and ends up taking it too far. Or there's some weird power dynamic that like you were giving him a chance and you realize you shouldn't have. But there's a difference between rape and a guy being a creep. Like a guy
right.
just like doing weird shit in bed, you're like, ew. But like if you're... You know deep down when a guy's taking it too far.
Wow, it's got dark.
No, it is. This got dark, you guys. But,
okay, sorry.
And I'm
going to lighten the mood.
This is all alleged.
I'm going to lighten the mood with a really great story.
Okay,
a guy in the UK got drunk and legally changed his name to Celine Dion.
Wait, I'm upset.
Epic.
Is he straight?
No. Absolutely not straight. And you want to know why he did it? He said, because I fucking love her. And he was drunk. He didn't know he did it until like a couple weeks later. He got these papers in the mail that was like, you need to sign.
And which means he needs a new passport.
Then
he needs a new driver's
license. Sign to like say, yes, I want to change it. And he got the paper and he goes, you know what? Fuck it. I'm doing it.
Oh my God, his parents are gonna be like, wait.
He goes, I want to be friends with this person. He goes, I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm only scared that my mom is like gonna be mad at me.
Yeah, no, that's, I told my mom I wanted to change my name to Lucy, my middle name, and she was like, but Hannah was the name we chose for you. Wait, that is so fucking funny that he had a chance to like be like, that was stupid, and was like, nope, that was genius.
He's, yeah, changed like his Twitter, his Instagram handle. He's like, I really just want to like talk to her. I love her.
Twitter and
he's like, when I feel sad or when I'm happy, I listen to her. So like, why would I not do this?
Why does this remind me of Eladia in Spain? She's like, I got drunk and changed my name to Eladia España.
Everyone's just having an absolute identity crisis.
The fact that she calls her kids Baldwinitos, it's like she literally changed her last name to make it Spanish. Baldwinito. No, bitch.
No, it's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay.
Do we have anything else?
No, that was it.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations. generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love StoryWorth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. Could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, amazing. So now we have time because people were like, Hannah, Paige, we need more advice. We get it. And we are here for you. Let's wrap it up with pep talk time. Okay. I'm a wild, free spirit. Boyfriend is not. Can this work?
Break up. Hannah, what do you think?
Okay, so I used to think opposites attract. Yeah. Because I'm like loud, so I liked like younger guys.
Yeah.
I mean, younger guys. I liked like quiet guys.
Yeah.
Oh. And then I realized like at the end of the day, you actually want someone who's more similar to you. Like you have to have enough differences that they're interesting, because like you obviously get bored with someone who's exactly like you, but you want to have someone who actually just like likes doing the same shit as you day to day.
I 1000% agree with that. Like you have to have certain differences. Mm-hmm. But like if you want to go out every single weekend and he doesn't, like it's not going to last.
It's not going to work, because a relationship, like, yeah, you could be attracted to someone. Yeah, you think they're hot. Yeah, their sex is great. But an actual relationship is day to day deciding what activities you want to do.
Exactly. And like if you're a free spirit and you're like, here's a perfect example. Like I'm the messiest bitch like up in here. Like my shit is all over all the time. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to date someone who's like super organized, because it's just like small little things that I'm like, oh no.
Well, it's like me and you, we're both messy,
right?
The amount of times we could have had a fight if one of us was anal,
right? But we didn't.
Like a blow up fight. Yeah. But instead we just laughed. So that we're just like, shows like,
can you just sweep the crumbs off the bed? Yeah, no problem. I got you.
I spilled honey on the floor, and I just put a syrup
from your pancakes.
Put a napkin on it.
Yeah,
and I just put a napkin on it. Like we were in the movie there for 3 weeks.
Like we were in the movie Big Daddy, and you were Adam Sandler, and you were like, "Just put newspaper over it. It's fine. We'll get it later." And I was like, "We have fruit flies now in our bed, which is something I didn't think could happen, but here we are."
I have a really good one. I just broke up with my long term boyfriend and his mom. And his mom won't stop texting me help.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. Well, but I've dated guys where the mom is like, I fucking love you. And I know my son's a fucking idiot. And like, yeah. I always have respect for you and I love you. I once had a guy I broke up with, didn't fucking tell his mom. And she was texting me like, hey, like, are you coming over this weekend for like what? And I literally texted him. I was like, grow the fuck up.
You're like,
and tell your mom.
You're like, sorry, ma'am, your son ruined my life.
That's when you respond and go, I'm sorry, this number has been disconnected.
Okay, here's the thing. This girl, you need to just take it as a compliment. I would say I don't know how many ex-boyfriends. I can't even keep count of them anymore. But I have like a few moms that are still like, we miss you. And I'm like, no, I get it. I get it. Just you have to take it as a full compliment. And I always tell guys, I'm like, look, if you're not serious about this, I just want to warn you, your mom will ask about me for the rest of your life. So unless you're committed to that, don't start with me. So just take it as a compliment.
It's a great selling point to use in the future. Yeah. But also you can tell the guy and be like, hey, I love your mom, but you need to know that she's texting me a lot. And maybe if it comes from him, like, hey, I heard you're texting Hannah a lot. Like, you shouldn't. Yeah. Like, don't make it coming from you. Make it come from him because it's his responsibility. But also, if she's fucking awesome, it's cool to just have a fun, like, older woman in your life
to
talk
shit
with, as long as it doesn't, like, constantly bring you back to that relationship or hold you back. Final question. Career advice for someone who's so scared to fail they don't take chances.
Oh, I used to be like that.
What changed? Like, how did you recover?
I think I was... I was just so dumb that I didn't realize when I was taking chances. Like, it just... I was like, I think I'll walk to work today and just put myself on IGTV. Like,
it what I think it is? No, I think that you take risks that some people wouldn't, but then you'll be really safe with things that other people would. Like,
right, yeah,
like
that's
some
true.
Things are not scary to you that are scary to other people.
Okay, agreed. So I
think you are scared of messing up, but you're confident in certain things. Like, you find what you're confident in.
Yeah.
My thing is, you're going to fail. Mm-hmm. I hate to bring up a sports quote, but Michael Jordan missed like 50% or more of the shots.
I hate to do it to him.
I hate to bring up MJ, but he would always take the last shot, which means if you miss, the whole fucking team loses. And he missed like 50% of them. I don't know if that's the right number, but he missed a lot of them.
I don't know if that's the exact quote. We're paraphrasing for sure.
We're paraphrasing, allegedly. However, the ones he made, he's a fucking hero. My thing with me is if you're going to fail, fail fast. So I'll like try something. And if it doesn't work, just know when you fucked up and it's not right and move on. Because like all we're doing is failing.
And bring that into relationships. You're going to fail fast and hard.
When you know the guy's not right, No one's mad at you. Just get the fuck out. Oh, that's the energy we're bringing into 2021.
Yes,
you're gonna
kids.
Fail fucking fast. Paige, I love you so much.
I love you Giggly so
Squad
much.
Squad is going so hard in 2021. We have new merch coming out. Join our patreon.com/GigglySquad to watch us and like, subscribe, swipe up.
Oh my God, our merch is going to be so good. Wait, I can't wait to show everyone. Okay, we'll talk about that next time too. We'll go into full detail.
Okay.
Love you. Bye, guys.